influence of the church in Poland has grown steadily over the last...
Sorry, just start again. Okay, Chuck.
The influence of the church has grown steadily in Poland over the last decade. Can one have a situation where a defeat of the society brings about also gains for the church?
I don't think so. My personal opinion is that everything which society gains, the church gains it also. If the society is defeated, it's also a defeat for the church, unless you would say that one recovers more quickly than the other one, or, I mean, either society and the other and the church follows suit, or the other way around. They shouldn't go back, so to say, parallel. But normally, the defeat for one is a defeat for the other.
But you wouldn't consider, for instance, that there was an element of compensation for the crashing of solidarity in making new concessions or trying to seek a new modus vivendi with the hierarchy of the Catholic Church?
Psychologically, perhaps, yes. I mean, for the people who have lost on every other front, this front was becoming more important than any other. But is that a gain for the Church? I don't think so. These may be temporary or a kind of ersatz gain, but in fact, the situation of the Church in society is dependent on the extent to which human rights are being respected in that society. And I mean, the rights of the Church and its gains are totally dependent on the situation of society as a whole. And I think the Church has begun to understand that better and better after the war in our country. And the Pope has several times stressed the point that the Church has to fight not primarily for its own rights, but for the rights of society as a whole. And it is a part of this society, although transcending it from a religious point of view. This is what I would say about gains.
Now, for 40 years, Polish intellectuals have tried to become independent from the state. How independent are they really from the Catholic Church?
I think that many intellectuals have, since the beginning, been very independent from the Church, because if you take intellectual life in Poland before the Second World War, many intellectuals were quite distant from the Church, and it was an illusion to imagine that suddenly intellectual life in Poland was divided along belonged to two different camps, the communist one and the Catholic one. The situation was never so, although there was a kind of obligation to choose a front, because such was the political situation, the tactical situation, the material situation, and so on and so forth. But I think that many intellectuals kept their own opinion, belonged to different philosophical schools also, whether existential or phenomenological or whatever, something different. There were liberals who wouldn't be, certainly not communist, and who wouldn't be Catholic either, not necessarily. The great change which occurred throughout the post-war years was that those who chose finally to associate with, let us say, communism, willy-nilly, very often passed towards...
That's the end.
Will you put the question again, or no?
Yes, I can. For 40 years, Polish intellectuals have tried to gain their independence from the state, from the powers that be, from the Marxist ideology that the state tried to impose. Today, Marxism seems bankrupt. The powers that be have no ideological influence. On the contrary, the power of the church has grown. Isn't there a danger that the intellectuals will fall into that second trap, that they will become now dependent on the church and its ideology?
So what you have to keep in mind is first that before the war, Polish intellectual life was not at all divided into two different camps, socialist or whatever, and Catholic on the other side. On the contrary, the major part of intellectuals in Poland was in neutral ground, so to say, and had a leaning towards one or the other, but not necessarily belonging or giving allegiance to one or the other. Now, after the war, for reasons of expediency, so to say, and also for some, I think, false hopes as far as the future was concerned, many intellectuals gave their allegiance to the party line, let us say, and polarization was very strong, so other ones had to become more clear as Catholics. But this division was to a very great extent artificial, has to a great extent disappeared now, and they found themselves again in what I call neutral territory, which is not neutral, but means simply that they don't belong to either of the two camps. Now, what is important simply is that there was a lot of méfiance, of suspiciousness towards the church on the part of those intellectuals who considered themselves more or less left on the left. And Catholics felt a bit in an entrenched camp, kind of camp. This has disappeared. I mean, there is much more respect for religion, for the church, for Christianity as such, among intellectuals who are not necessarily Christians.
And the lay left intellectuals today in a retrenched camp?
These I wouldn't say. I mean, I don't think the party has any intellectuals left, really, of which one could seriously speak, because the ones who existed have left it, more or less. I mean, they are either abroad or considered as dissident. The other ones have much more sympathy and much more understanding for religion than they ever had, but that doesn't mean at all that they chose the church camp and that they are directly dependent on the church. That would be completely false. I mean, they can write in a weekly like Tygodnik Powszechny, which is a Catholic weekly, not directly dependent on the church. They could even show more understanding for religious problems. I think this is a phenomenon which occurs all over the world, in fact. I mean that religion is today looked at with more attention and more understanding than, let us say, before the Second World War, or especially in the 19th century. Anthropology has evolved that way, and methodology of human sciences has evolved that way. It's make people more accessible to a way of reasoning which would be considered irrational and so on in the 19th century.
But many people in the West think that there is a decline of religious belief in the West, in the secularized West, whereas on the contrary, there is religious fervor in the lands where communism rules.
I don't know what you mean by religious belief, because if you look at the number, for instance, of students of theology in the United States, 600 per year, I think, enlisting in different theological departments. That doesn't mean at all that they want to serve directly the church or become ministers of one Christian denomination or another. But there is this interest, which is, I think, growing. And in Poland, in a sense, among intellectuals, the same phenomenon can be observed.
But in the masses, it's different. You say the intellectuals has to remain independent from the state and from the church, but the political situation is still very polarized between
the party and the church. Because
therefore, for the mass of people, certainly, especially after the defeat of Solidarity, you had to choose your camp, and you, of course,
I would say that due to the loyalty, let us say, of the masses, the church is a very strong political factor, even if it doesn't want to play directly in politics, but it has to very often, and in any case, it weighs in the balance. Now, of course, I think that one of the great values of solidarity was that it took the weight of political responsibility from the church to itself, so to say. That society had, in the long last, a genuine political representation which was not the church. And this, for the church, was a very great advantage. And therefore, the defeat of solidarity was, in this sense, also a defeat for the church. That, again, it had to take the burden of some political representation of society by and large on its own shoulders.
Yes, but at the same time the church made gains as an institution. There is constantly this dual role of the church as a spokesman for society and the church as a religious institution in the proper sense of the word.
Yes, but are there real gains for a religious institution to have a more important political role to play willy-nilly? I don't think so. I think that real gains for a religious institution is to be able to freely work in the field of religion and of morals and of intellectual life and whatever. Now, if it has to play a role in politics, is either indirectly or it is involved in politics against its own major aims and ideas.
Now, Cardinal Wyszyński once said that the Polish Church is closely watched by the security organs, but that it is also closely watched by Polish society. There is therefore this constant tension of the Church between state and society. How has this dilemma been resolved in the post-Solidarity era?
Yes, he said that, of course, because the Church was the only institution which existed to a very large extent independently of the communist institutions, of the institutions of the state. Now, in the post-Solidarity era, one has perhaps a tendency to revert to that situation because an institution like Solidarity or like independent writers' union, the writers' union, the pen club, the painters' union, and so on and so forth, which also represented an important fraction, even if numerically small, but important as far as weight was concerned, an important fraction of society didn't exist anymore. And therefore, again, it's all fall upon the Church to be watched closely by the party on one side, on the one side, and by society on the other one. But this is a role which the Church should get rid of as soon as possible. I mean, as soon as an independent political life, pluralistic life, where different institutions representing the people, by and large, to put it very bluntly, would again exist. At that moment, the Church can get rid of its political functions.
What has happened to the influence of the party among the intellectuals?
It very much depends on what you call its influence. There were people who represented directly the ideology of the party, like Kołakowski at a given moment. And he's abroad, as you know. He has written a book about Marxism, which is sharply critical of its latest development. And you couldn't call him any more Marxist today. So there are dissidents. And now there are people who perhaps had a leaning towards the party, like the great filmmaker Vajda, for example, who now has lost that kind of interest and simply keeps together with public opinion by and large, if I may say so. There is a large stream, because there are many streams in Polish intellectual life, but there is a large stream of consensus, and Vajda is right in the middle of it, so to say, to judge the past and to look towards the future.
But what were the reasons of this split between the party and its intellectuals?
Experience, which taught us that not much was achieved from what was promised, and that this is not a line which leads indeed towards the future which we expected to be able to create for our country and for the world, perhaps.
And do these divisions between those who used to be communist and those who are close to the Church, do these divisions still matter?
No, the divisions were perhaps never quite as sharp as one imagines in the West, but today, and since quite long, in fact, divisions run not at all parallel to the divisions between communists and Catholics or such things. The main dividing line, I would say, is between those who have some kind of sympathy for a strong or even totalitarian trend within the government and its methods and programs, and those who are leaning towards liberalism, pluralism, freedom. And on both sides, you have ex-party members and ex-Catholics as well. And these reversal of alliances is a very typical phenomenon of post-war years.
One of the strengths of Solidarity was that it became a symbol for the Polish nation. But wasn't the narrowly Polish outlook of Solidarity also one of its weaknesses?
I think there obviously existed that danger, but I think that solidarity has learned from its own mistakes. And if it had a tendency to become parochial, the fact itself of recognizing that it made mistakes makes it less parochial by the sheer fact of seeing that it was not in every respect the ideal which some people tended to imagine it was.